It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
And good afternoon. Welcome to a fresh week of the Dennis Stuckey Show. You all know how I hate Mondays. So to cheer my Monday up, I brought Daryl McCarroll in to talk a little hockey. Daryl's team on a two-game win streak right now. An interesting game on Saturday with Marysville and a possible playoff preview. They have to get through Anchor Bay first, but you've had two really tight games with them now this season. Would you really want to play them a third time?
Well, one way or the other, we might end up having to. I mean, like you said, thanks for having us or having me on today, first of all. But, you know, Paul runs a good, nice program over there, and they kind of had a game plan, and we played into their game plan. We, you know, they took something away, and we knew that, and we were just trying to pound our head against the wall, and we knew where the openings were and where the weaknesses were, but we just didn't until the third period. And, you know, if we can learn something from it, you know, territorially, I thought we handled it pretty well. But, you know, we didn't finish when we should have earlier in the game, too.
Really, your best stretch of the season probably goes back around Silver Stick time. You make that trip up to the Sioux. You had a nice four-game win streak in there. You had two really nice wins at the Sioux. I guess the Hancock game was a really good win for you. And that's probably where you were playing your best hockey this year?
Right then, yeah. I mean, we kind of played hockey. You know, we didn't let the outside environment, and maybe that's the good thing about traveling and going away, and, you know, all the guys are together and that type of thing. You're spending the night, you know, they're a team. And, you know, they tend to come closer. I know that they're classmates and they all go to school, and usually trips like that are better for teams like, you know, midget teams when they travel away, because all those guys are from different schools. But it seemed like that weekend our players came together a little bit, and we just played hockey. And we didn't care what the score was. We didn't care what the referees were doing or anything else. We just played hockey, and we leaned on each other. And, you know, we got a positive result out of it, and we thought we, you know, that was one of our good moments in the season.
Yeah, you play that tournament at the Polar Palace, don't you?
Actually, this year they had moved it to the Big Bear.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Get out of that pinball machine.
Wait a minute. I played and coached 7 years in the Polar, and I love the Polar ice
surface. Yeah, it's a great home ice advantage if you're in there every day.
Absolutely. You're dumping that in. You know the pucks are coming out at a certain angle, and it's an advantage to those boards.
It should be renamed the Pinball Palace. Not to mention, too, that the benches are 60 feet inside the zone. You can pin a team in for an entire period if you get the right chains going.
Yep. That second period, you got to learn something. I mean, it's definitely a home ice advantage. And when I was playing there and when we coached there, we coached that building. I mean, that's what you should be doing. And, if you don't have a winning record at home there, then there's something definitely wrong.
Yeah, there's something definitely wrong indeed. We're getting close here to the playoffs, and I know the goal for you season-long is you want to be better at the end than you were at the start. Are you seeing the improvement you want, or is there still work to do here in the last few games?
I wish our specialty teams were better prepared right now, but, you know, and everybody says this, but between injuries and illness this last 3 or 4 weeks, we have just been patching things together and trying to make a power play up or a penalty killing unit up. And, I mean, even last week, we were missing 4, 5, and 6 guys for practice because of the flu. And then just this week, since before Christmas, we got Dakota Truscott back. And his first game back since before Christmas was the Poor Urine High game. And you can see just by the result of what he does out there, makes us different, makes our bench longer. He can play, you know, all three positions, defense, forward, and center. And it kind of gives us more latitude and bench that we can make our team better. But we really need that other power play unit to be viable for us. And that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for.
Yeah, if you missed it, Dakota missed, I think it was 9 games, and he had 5 points in his first period back.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
So there was a guy chomping at the bit to get back in.
Matter of factly, yes, he was. Yes. So
that's a pretty good week's worth of hockey to do in one period.
Matter of fact, yes.
All right, you've got a couple of games here on the road before the playoffs. You got to play St. Mary's. You've got to play Grosse Pointe North. How do you handle these games in terms of getting yourself ready for the playoffs?
Well, one is we want to get through it healthy. The other one is we've got to put ourselves in a situation that we're going to get better. I mean, these two teams are really going to help us out as far as you know, playing at that level that we need to play at. They're both good teams in their own way. North a little bit is going to be just a little bit like us. Orchard Lake St. Mary's, we played them tough the first time. So these are the teams that we want to get through healthy, but we also want to compete at a high level and go play our game plan.
Big advantage not having to play the first game when the pre-district starts. You know, you let Marysville and Anchor Bay play, and you kind of get to wait a couple extra days before you have to get on, and you don't have to win the extra game.
Right. I mean, now that it goes both ways. Some guys like just to play and let's go. And some, you know, you want to go in there. You know, obviously, we're still a young team, but we had guys back. I mean, when we were freshmen and sophomores last year, we're sophomores and juniors this year. We only have four seniors. Anytime you're playing in a playoff game, and if you happen to lose, your season's over, you kind of want to get the jitters out. So whoever we're playing that first game, it's going to be our first game. So now we're going to have the jitters, and they've already got a game under their belt. So there's a, you know, the pros and cons of both, that they're going to be a little bit more used to it and playing, where some of our young guys are going to go, uh-oh, you know, maybe last year they weren't impact players for us, but this year they are. So they're all still going to be a little bit nervous.
You had four seniors. It was senior day on Saturday. One of your seniors is your goaltender, Chad Creta. Saw a little glimpse of the future. Kyle O'Brien, I guess, played really well at Cranbrook, a week or so ago. That's very encouraging. And then you finally got your freshman goalie in for a couple of minutes against Trenton, and then he got a start against PH. So you get to see what the future is going to look like for you next year.
Right. And, I mean, our goaltending has been, you know, I'd say really done really well this year as far as, you know, we've had moments, but the whole team's let down that certain things that our breakdowns were there. But what Roger Beaton does with our goaltenders is amazing. You know, if anybody ever has a chance to work with Roger Beaton, I mean, I'm not giving him away as far as a goalie coach, but what he does is he just watches you play, and then he just says, this is your style, this is your weaknesses, okay? And that happens with everything. And when Roger first came on the program with us, I mean, my pet peeve was 5-hole goals. Now there's 7-hole goals for everybody. Those shots that are coming from bad angles, they go in the Red Wings. I watched a Michigan game or a Colorado College where Bryce Van Horn was playing on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Their first goal against them was that bad shot. The goaltender's not square. He's kind of in a kneeling position. And then yesterday I'm watching the Blackhawks play, and Hossa grabs a puck. He's in below the faceoff dot, throws it at the net, and it goes right through the goalie. I mean, as a coach and an old coach, stand up and square up to the puck and stop that. But what Roger does for our goalies is says, this is your weaknesses. Now, what can we do to help you? If this is your style, this is your weakness, how can we help you to get better? And that's what Roger does. And people likely never, you know, understand that having a goalie coach like that is huge for our program.
It's funny because I bumped into Roger at a Prowler game, actually on the road. We went down to St. Clair Shores to watch him, and I ended up sitting next to Roger and Brady for the whole game. And one went in, and my first reaction is, why is he on his knees? Stand up, and that's a nothing play. And Roger just calmly looked at me and says, that's the way they teach them to play now. Yep. Everything starts from the knees. Yep. So you start from that position, and you teach a guy how he can make that save.
But as a coach and you run a system, I'm watching minor hockey, and that guy coming in on the bad angle, he's a 10-year-old, can roof it over the short side now.
Especially
with these sticks. Yeah, with absolutely with these new sticks. But I mean, that's the thing. It used to be the five hole. Like, why isn't your stick on the ice when you're crossing the, you know, when you're going across the net? If your stick's for balance, the five hole's wide open. And that was the pet peeve. Like, hey, make that goaltender move laterally. He leaves a stick in the air. Five hole, they can't close it. It's a goal. Now it's, you know, and Dominic Hasek, you know, he was a great goalie, but man, I really don't like what he did to hockey. So, anyways, I mean, and now unless you're a 6'4", 6'6" goalie, you know, those top shelf goals are going in on the short side.
Yeah, it happens. All right, who's been playing really well for you? Who are you proud of? And let's blow up some egos here.
Okay. Well, I think Chad is ready to play. You know, he's been going mostly the lion's share of the games this year in net for us, Chad Kreda. And I think he's right where we wanted to do. We wanted to give him a little bit of rest in February and not have him mentally stressed out. We wanted him fresh, and that's where I think we've done well and Roger's done well. Playing our league, if you had to go up against Catholic Central, Cranbrook, Brother Rice, Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, and the other side of our league, it can wear you down. I mean, it can wear you down, not mention physically. After that, I think that our defensive core has started to come together and being a little more consistent about moving the puck like our thing. If it isn't on our stick, it's not on anybody's sticks. Pass it like you mean it type thing. And I think our defense have done that and been a little more deliberate. And I think now our forwards are winning blue lines where we weren't earlier in the season that we would win the battles in the corners. And our forwards, the puck was just coming back into our zone instead of the forward. And if you see, we call it taking the top off, then our weak side forward goes out to the red line. That's where we start making those teams play two-thirds of the ice surface. I think that's happening for us now. And I think the kids are buying into it, and they're playing the system. But, I mean, anybody that's ever played for Northern Hockey, and we call it Northern Hockey, the basic rule is first man takes the man. We got to hit him, and you don't have to kill him, but you have to impede progress. And when we do make that offensive hit, and that hit, you know, that we got, there was a big hit in the Marysville game that we were still down 2-0. But as soon as we got that offensive hit, our bench turned. But I want to get that offensive hit in the first 2 minutes and not halfway through mm-hmm. the second or third. So we're there, and we know we can play good hockey if we want to. We just got to make sure that we're mentally prepared when we hit the ice surface.
I know you can't do it in high school, but on Saturday night, a little melee broke out in the Prowler game, and it completely changed the hockey game. They were down 3-0, and they won 6-4.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how much time we have left, but the funny thing is when I first came to Port Huron, and then I coached with the Jayhawks 1 year, and then I ended up, Paul Jones and I were coaching Northern. And we weren't playing very well what I thought we could play. And not knowing anything about high school hockey, but coming from coaching the Sioux Indians up there in AAA hockey in Sioux, Canada, I asked my athletic director, who at that time was Jim Burnell, I said, hey, listen, I just need to take our team over. Not knowing how many games we played and we were limited to that, I wanted to go like on the west side of the state, go to a tournament, and have a bench clearing brawl. He looked at me like he's staring through me, and I go, nothing brings a team better than a bench clearing brawl. But, you know, I grew into high school hockey and high school athletics, but I know exactly what you mean when you know, a bunch of guys, you know, and it is a 40-year anniversary of Slapshot, so it was appropriate, and I understand exactly what you mean about a little brawl there that doesn't bring a team together. But you know, a couple good offensive hits, sometimes I'd rather have that than a goal early, you know. So and we're not playing dirty, we're just, if the guy has the puck, we're allowed to hit him, you know. And then my last commercial on that is, and I know I won't change anything, but the kids should be hitting in squirts instead of learning to hit in bantam, where squirts, they're all the same size. You can teach them, and even if they do get hit, they're kind of like Gumbies, I call them. They're just, you know, bounce up and go again. Where if you're teaching...
Yeah, they're too small to really hurt each other.
That's right, and that's it. And just teaching them the angles and things like that, that's what hitting is angling and gapping and showing them. And when you see kids get hurt now, like the kid that may turn the game around, it wasn't... Our player hit that guy cleanly, but he was 3 feet from the boards. He should never be in that position. It wasn't the hit. It was that player getting hit by the boards. And that's what we need to be teaching at a young age. Hitting is a skill, just like puck handling, skating, you know, shooting, anything else like that. Hitting is a part of the game, and if you wait that long for it to happen, now these kids can actually hurt themselves, you know. So sorry to get on my soapbox.
No, that was perfect. A perfect way to end it. Thanks for coming in, Daryl. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Daryl McCarroll, head coach of Port Huron Northern Hockey. And we're just getting rolling here. I'll play back the highlights from Saturday's game when we come back. Plus, we'll talk a little Prowler hockey. It's all on the Dennis Stuckey Show today.